Welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're here today on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration. And today I have a fabulous number one best-selling author so many times over. I'm so joyful to have her on the show with us today. Her most recent bestseller is called Own Your Purpose and Realize Your Potential. That's so sexy. Hi, Leslie Flowers.
Hi, Erica. How are you today?
Well, I'm just glad we could get together and have a conversation about realizing your potential. And tell me a little bit about the genesis of this book, because it was a little bit creative. It wasn't like most books get created.
That's true. I have a live event in November this month. And the theme is awakening your infinite potential. And when we began preparing for the event early in the year, we wondered, well, what is that? What does awakening your infinite potential mean? And I decided to do a telesummit that was held the last 2 weeks in June. And I gathered 26 coaches from around the world to address two things. One, what was their awakening moment, their intuitive moment, their big idea, their one sound idea? And then even more important than that is, what were the first two steps that they took? Because after 20 years in personal development, what I've learned is that when we get a bright idea, whether it's intuitive, however we get the idea, the very first place almost everybody goes to is, how am I going to do that?
I know. I love that you like got clarity on this, because we get these aha moments and then we go, oh my gosh, that's impossible. Or how can I get there from here? Or, you know, I've been stuck in a slump and I don't want to be in a slump anymore. And so I get my vision and then boom, I get overwhelmed. So what do we do about that?
Well, and that leads to the second piece that we addressed. So in the telesummit, that people got to hear 26 different stories, all saying the same thing. What are the first two steps you take immediately when you get the idea? And what I've learned is, and after listening to all 26 of these interviews, I interviewed them and we turned that into a book, is that those first two steps aren't really difficult. But in the moment when we get the idea, we don't think of those, as you said, we think about how we can't do it. So what happens is the idea dies. But if you get into immediate action and take two steps, simple ones, toward what that new idea, then you've outweighed and outweighed fear and you're starting to build momentum. And
I have to tell you, actually the funny story, it was November 2016. No, I'm sorry, 2014. You know how age wrecks our brains. So anyhow, I was sitting there and I got the vision that I wanted all the happy publishing authors to be number one best-selling authors. And it just showed up like the book, the company said, you know, I'd never trade it. And so I was really overwhelmed. I thought, I'll never be able to afford that. I don't know how to put things into place. I don't know book marketing well enough. Like all these doubts came, but I just put it aside and I said, okay, well, this is what the company wants and this is what the authors want. So I'm just going to be a venue for that. And you know what, Leslie, it was crazy because the inspirations just showed up. And then since then I've had over 250 number one best-selling authors, but you know, it was just getting over that fear, that moment of indecision. And then once you start taking that action, wow, everything changes, right?
Yes, and part of the reason I did it too was the opportunity for the rest of these people to become best-selling Amazon authors, because as an entrepreneur, small business owner, coach, or consultants, it is your expert business card, if you will. It's what distinguishes you as an expert in your industry.
Right.
And so, you know, they all went with me. So we had number one international and U.S. Amazon bestseller for over a week.
So I just want to remind everyone, we're talking to Leslie Thomas Flowers, and her book is called Own Your Purpose and Realize Your Potential. And I understand, Leslie, that you're just never content with whatever you've already done. So what do you have coming up right away? Because you're planning a really exciting event.
Yes, well, the event, thank you, which was the reason that we did the telesummit in the first place, is called Accelerate Experience, and it is for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and coaches and consultants, women, and a few smart men. And it is happening October 26th in Durham, North Carolina, right by the airport, with a reception the night before and workshops the next day. We've got six mindset speakers. One is Suzanne Evans. I'm really excited to share that she'll be on our stage. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about and teach. So we'll be inspired and we'll empower. We're also going to teach how to do what we just said. How to reliably and consistently achieve your goals, tasks, or intention, and be happy, healthy, and wealthy while you're navigating the obstacles. We've done it. We know how to do it. And our job there is to give away the secret sauce to everybody.
You know, it just strikes me like this gift that you've just given to all these authors of this book. Like, it's such a magic key, right? Like, you've just given them this space on Amazon. Tell me a little bit about, like, you know, how does that make you feel when you do that? Because look what you just did for all these authors. It's so exciting.
Well, how does that feel? Well, we've got someone in Latvia, Italy, UK. I mean, we have people all over the world in this. How does it make me feel? It just was so easy because I'm a line editor, and I will
right.
tell you. But I actually invested and didn't charge them for that. So they all got quite a bit for almost nothing. Because I could, because it was an idea that popped into my head. Hey, we're doing this telesummit. Why not get it transcribed? I'll edit it. One of the other authors has a publishing team. And so between the two of us, we set up a campaign and I did the editing and boom, it was done.
I just want to let the listeners know, when you're listening to, again, you're listening to Leslie Flowers. And when you get that idea, when you get that spark, when that inspiration shows up, it's really time to stop and see what kinds of actions you can take, really, right? So that your actions can change the world with your magic.
They're very easy actions. I mean, they're so simple. You just don't think of them in that moment. They could be calling a friend who's an expert in the industry. It could be getting online and doing research. The steps aren't hard. You're already, though, moving toward what you want. The trick is that to be ready for the conversation that pops up that you can't do it.
I have to tell you. So you guys, just confession. I interviewed Leslie already, and the interview went up into cyberspace. So this is our second time. I have to confess. You know, everyone thinks I'm such a good interviewer, but I got to tell you, every once in a while, the computers have a little mind of their own. So Leslie, after we spoke, I got the idea of a podcast conference in 2019. And I have a friend who's a really good podcast guy. I mean, I am too, but he's amazing. He's a mover shaker here in my region. And so I reached out to him this morning. I did. Just like Leslie said, you guys, I'm walking the talk of what she said. And I have no idea what's going to happen. But I said, hey, Sam, he's a really cool person. I said, hey, you know what? My friend Leslie is doing this big event in the Carolinas, and if she can do it, what can we do? So Leslie, you've already changed the world.
Yay!
I know. So thank you for coming today. Her book, I want to remind you guys, go to Amazon right now and get it. Own Your Purpose and Realize Your Potential. Wow. It's just how to get into action on your intuition. Really, we can also call it that. And Leslie, how do we reach you and find out more?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. Leslie Flowers, and you can also go to my website, leslie-flowers.com.
Perfect. Thanks for coming.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.